from your home for a 30-minute show with all the organization of a 5-year-old's t-ball to practice.
There you go.
Pretty much, man. Yeah. I wrote it down. It's hard to do, you know. Reading is fundamental. We're live from a studio. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Yeah, buddy. You pushed the button?
They are on.
So people actually heard that. That is good stuff, dude. Beautiful
day. It only takes once for me to mess up.
And way to go, buddy. Way to carry. Way
probably
to carry the water.
In this environment.
Well, you know, good work. Yeah, happy to be here. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Look at that. Traffic shining right past the window.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Beautiful summer day, man. You got any plans?
No.
No.
Well, trying not to.
Good. No,
but we know
off, dude.
It's yard work.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Let's just be real.
You're not done with that? We talked about that like a month ago.
Yeah,
we said we had
an ongoing project.
We had like a 5-week, 6-week window before the NFL starts. How far did you get into your not very far, huh?
No.
All right. You got time.
Well, it's a lot of stuff.
Sports.
I should have just paid for it.
Yes. Yeah, now you are paying for it. Yeah. We got lots and lots and lots and lots of sports today. Thankfully, because, man, it's a weekend. What do you got? We got World Cup.
Yep.
The World Cup is going on. The World Cup is the highest rated, most viewed, most listened to, most watched, and if you want to look up some numbers attached to it, when we talk about everybody watches the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
Literally everyone on the planet Earth that has access to radio or internet watching soccer games.
Well, yeah,
this month.
Because it makes sense.
Truly does.
I mean, you have. I mean, how many groups are there?
Yeah, I was wrong last week when I said 32 teams. The tournament actually expanded this year. There are 48 teams,
and those 48 teams are all from different countries around the world.
Every continent in the world, save Antarctica, is represented. You know,
that's a great visual.
I would have that thing, a real home field advantage playing your games in Antarctica, but they do not field a team. Literally every other country in the world has representation in the World Cup. It's hosted in North America this year.
Yep.
Last 4 years ago, it's done every 4 years. The last 4 years ago, it was in Qatar, and
That was a little messy, wasn't it? Because of,
I mean, there's a litany of reasons why things were messy in Qatar during the summer for a World Cup event. Yeah, it was incredibly hot, incredibly expensive. A lot of human rights issues, in general, and that kind of follows suit with FIFA, the organization that hosts the World Cup, puts on this event every 4 years. The people who've ran FIFA for years got in trouble for bribes. FIFA is as corrupt as most government agencies. We'll say it that way. World government. They're not real on the up and up. But you know, the U.S. of course is hosting this one, and that's not just the U.S. The U.S. is hosting Canada. There's games in Vancouver. There's games in Montreal. There's games, I believe, in Quebec.
Quebec.
You know, depends.
Quebec.
And then, so yeah, Mexico City's got games. There's there's a couple sites in Mexico. Then across the U.S., you know, there's Seattle's got Portland, Los Angeles.
Yep.
I want to say Columbus, Ohio. They've been a huge center for soccer over
the last.
The biggest games in U.S., at least in men's World Cup history, seem to have taken place in Columbus, Ohio. It's smack dab in the middle of the country. It's got a good draw. I think there's games in Dallas, fairly certain Miami, not sure about New York, maybe Boston. It's a huge event. It's on TV nearly every day.
16 cities, 16 stadiums. We got Mexico City, Guadalajara.
There we go.
Monterey. We got Toronto, Vancouver. U.S. has got Atlanta.
Okay.
Boston, Dallas, Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City, L.A., Miami.
Wow.
New Jersey, Philadelphia, Seattle, San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's so not Ohio.
So I can't not believe that one's very much surprises me because they've been great for U.S. soccer through the years. Here's something you can appreciate as an NFL fan.
Yeah,
nearly every one of those cities that you named, the games are being hosted at NFL stadiums.
Sure, we have to.
It's the dimensions of a soccer field and of a football field are nearly the same. The capacity, the logistics,
I'm
everything
surprised
you
Minnesota
need.
Because they've hosted before.
The Youth World Cup is up in Blaine, Minnesota.
Sure,
and that's an incredible. Minneapolis has done great over the last 20 years of getting into soccer too.
Yeah.
But here's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Nearly all of those stadiums that you named are NFL stadiums. Nearly all of them have artificial turf, which is really bad for the players and bad on their knees.
Really?
And really rough on professional football players. So at every single one of these stadiums, they are replacing the AstroTurf with fine, beautiful, natural grass.
Really?
Sod brought in for this World Cup event.
Imagine
at
that.
All of these places. New York Stadium, the Mets, or not the, the Giants Stadium, is one of the worst fields in football. Every year, there's complaints for the quality of the field. You see it happens in the NFL, it seems like, a few times a year, especially in the preseason.
Sure.
There's issues of field quality, and there's been talk of, like, well, the NFL's a billion-dollar industry. Can we just put some grass on the field, please? I mean, you are – the Metrodome is your place, right? Like, if that's where you grew up watching and appreciating pro sports – getting slammed on turf hurts.
Yeah,
it is not like grass. It is not the same atmosphere. It's really surprising. And FIFA is a huge trillion-dollar worldwide company too. They're putting in grass. It's interesting to me that the NFL just can't get on board with putting grass on fields, especially some of these.
A lot of players have been fighting for it for a long time.
Yeah, it's one of the number one when. Every year when they're doing these big deals with the players union and stuff is player safety. And, you know, the cost of the NFL, the profit that's there, it's making a lot of money. You wouldn't think that putting grass on fields would be such an issue. Mm. But, you know, FIFA's doing it. They're bringing in, you know, tons and tons and tons of, and then it'll be gone in a month. Not sure why they have to take it away for some of these places, but I just thought that was interesting how FIFA, as a soccer or as a sports organization, sure, treats their players versus the NFL. Just thought that was interesting for me. Things that have happened in the World Cup, because at this point, all the teams, all 48 teams, have played at least one game,
yep,
if not two. The U.S. won against Paraguay. I think it was 4-0 or 4-1. They looked, man, I'll tell you, as a soccer fan, like, I grew up small town, playing soccer. Soccer was not real popular. It wasn't well known. It wasn't well coached. It wasn't well supported, other than from parents and, you know, volunteers and people who care about soccer. 30 years later, the excitement around the World Cup, the players that the U.S. is bringing to the tournament,
sure,
is just incredible. There's a growth there for soccer, U.S. men's soccer, because I should preface to say U.S. women's soccer has always been the best in the world.
Right.
Since the inception of the Women's World Cup, the women's national team for the U.S. has been the standard bearer. They've been the best in the world by a lot for a long,
sure,
time. The U.S. men's, despite the incredible resources that have been poured into soccer, in a country that has the resources to build huge stadiums and bring in high-level coaches and trainers and recruit on a global stage, because in soccer, to play for a national team, you don't have to be born in a country. There's a lot of different ways to be connected to the country. You can either be born there, your parents can be from there, your grandparents. And that's for all these countries all over the world. The U.S. has done a really great job of trying to bring in the best youth talent, and it's taken a very, very, very long time. Last cycle at the World Cup, I thought that was going to be the one, that this is going to be their time. Well, all of the talent, Christian Pulisic and, oh man, Alex Freeman, who is Antonio Freeman, former Packer great wide receiver, His son plays for the U.S. national team. Claudio Reyna's kid plays for the national team. There's just the amount of talent over and all of these guys play at the highest leagues in the world. Soccer is probably the only sport that I follow where the best league is not in the U.S. Sure. The best NBA, the best baseball players, the best NFL all plays in America. Simply not the case. The best league, the Major League Soccer in America, started as a 12-team league in like 1996. It's up to 30 teams. I wouldn't put it in the top third of leagues all over the world, maybe top half of all the leagues in the world. It's typically a place where you're either young, getting development, getting noticed, and going over to Europe, or you're a famous player a la David Beckham or Leo Messi, who's at the tail end of their career and would like to cash in and get some, and would like to live in the States and
Who's Messi playing for this year?
He plays for Miami.
So is he playing for the U.S. team?
No, Leo Messi is from Argentina.
Right.
He plays his club soccer in for Miami.
Who's he playing for the World Cup?
Argentina.
It is, okay.
I got a chance to watch because, like I was saying the other day, the World Cup, because it's in the North Americas here, the games are at times where we can watch. They're at, like, the U.S. is playing today, Friday, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. I would check that out 100%. But you're being Leo Messi plays for Argentina. I got to watch him in a game, and he scored a hat trick in like 15 minutes.
Sure.
He is older than LeBron James. He's in the same neighborhood. When they talk about greatest,
I thought he was like 37.
I thought he was 40. Maybe
I'll fact check.
Would you please? Thank you for fact checking me. I got a lot of notes, but not a lot of research here. But Leo Messi, when they talk about the greatest athletes of my generation, certainly he's done everything for his club. When he played in Spain, he's played all over the world in Europe. 38 years old. He has played in 6 World Cups. I know that, which is incredible to me that he was playing as a 15-year-old for Argentina.
Turns 39 next week.
Wow. That he's a little guy. He's
5'7".
5'7". And he's in soccer, your biggest guys are about 6'2". Your biggest guys basically look like NFL wide receivers. If you're looking at size comparisons,
sure.
Leo Messi is the smallest guy in the field. But as soon as you watch him, you just see it's gravity. It's all the players on the field, whether you're on his team or against him, you got to see where he's at. Because as soon as he gets the ball on his feet, the passes he can make, it's like watching Wayne Gretzky sort of thing, like from hockey. You know, he's a lot of passing, a lot of just always in the right place, doing the right thing, really sort of just moves the ball around. Incredible to watch. Argentina, a guy like that at the end of his career for a month is just fun to watch, man. Right. He's great to watch. The U.S., man, they look good. Yeah. I'm gonna mispronounce his name.
Yeah,
Follarin Balogun.
Very good.
He's a striker from the U.S. He's sure. got. I believe he's, I want to say French or Algerian, and from the U.S. he was born, or his grandparents are from the States, something like that. He is a 22 to 24-year-old, really, I mean, he looks like the real deal. He scored 2 goals in the opener. Christian Pulisic, their best player, or most notoriety, the most notorious, the guy with the best face. He's been kind of hurt, kind of injured. He sat out the second half against Paraguay, but he should be playing against Australia. They look fantastic to watch. Like I said, it's been a lot of years of getting excited about U.S. men's national team soccer is sort of like getting excited about Wisconsin Badger football. Exactly. You know, like you're waiting for the next, because in the World Cup, it's for the U.S. to say success in any sport is making it to the knockout stage.
Sure.
Feels strange, because in every other sport that I follow, the U.S. national teams tends to win it, whether it's basketball, whether it's hockey, whether it's baseball, whatever sport it is that I follow, typically the U.S. is the best at it. They just simply aren't. I've said this before, until Until the best athlete in the
Till LeBron James type of person.
It's exactly it. That's 1,000%. Just like I was just saying, your typical soccer player is the size of an NFL wide receiver. If Justin Jefferson would have chose soccer as a 12-year-old instead of football, Justin Jefferson would be the greatest soccer player that the U.S. has ever seen. Sure. And I believe that about, I mean, name a guy. Like Adrian Peterson, when he was, if he would, exactly.
Imagine?
I would love to have imagined a guy who is 6'3", 240.
Scam Cadbro?
Cam Scadaboo. Any of these guys, Rob Gronkowski, you know? Like, you give me one of these guys who are great athletes in football, if they would have chose Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge in baseball is 6'6" and 250 pounds. That guy as a soccer player would be the most dominant soccer player on the field.
But here we are.
And, well, here we are. We're a top 10 to 15 team in the world. Nearly all of the players for the U.S. team play in a top flight league in Europe, are consistently amongst the better. I mean, I could talk soccer without really talking soccer all day. They look
really.
I'm excited about the game coming up today, for a lot of reasons.
Because Group D, Australia is like number two behind USA right now.
Correct. You have four teams in your division, in your bracket. You play all three of them. You get 3 points for a win, 1 point for a tie, 0 for a loss. Things like goal differential, the more goals you score versus the ones you give up, make a difference in first and second place. Australia won their game, I'm fairly certain, their opener. And I'll tell you, as much fun as, and Canada looks great. Canada won 6-1. They scored a hat trick, first time they've ever had a hat trick. With the tie that they had in their first game and the win yesterday, they're all but guaranteed to make it to the knockout stage of the World Cup for the first time ever. Mexico is 2-0. They've played both of their games in Mexico. They've never lost a game in Stadium Azteca in Mexico City in the history of World Cup play.
Wow.
They've also made it to 7 straight rounds of 16 where they've lost every single time. So the Mexico looks
so like Minnesota Vikings going
kind of similar. Sort of very similar. But the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, they're all in different groups.
Sure.
They all are going to probably move on to the knockout stage. It's fun to watch, man. You know what else is really fun? The passion for soccer around the world. It's like a bunch of Packer fans all getting together and they're loud and passionate and they don't like
so
they do not like
word,
the other
insert
team.
Insert the word passion for
You know, you pick a word, but they are, man, they
obnoxious.
It's interesting to watch because they're both passionate, but for the most part, respectful.
For sure.
You're sitting in a stadium of say 50,000 people and it's evenly divided 25,000 and 25,000. And the only thing that these fans have in common is a soccer ball you're looking at countries that have different ideologies, different economic structures, different conflicts, different ways that they reached the World Cup, and the passion, the excitement, the Scottish fans hanging out in bars all over Boston. I could watch that. Those are happy, happy people having the time of their lives. You're watching. I was watching, I don't know, felt like 1,000 Australian fans walking through Vancouver triumphantly, in being really humorous and kind of snarky mean to the Americans all over the place.
They should be.
We've earned it. But it's fantastic to see that the whole world is now seeing our country. We don't get
good, bad, or indifferent.
We don't appear well. You know, we don't show well as a country. For the last few years, we haven't put good face has not been put on who we are as a country. And it's nice to see that the groups of people who are traveling by the tens and thousands, 20,000, hundreds of thousands of people from all over the world are coming to big, big cities. They're flying into major cities and driving out across America to see things that we, as you know, locals, as small towners, as Americans, kind of take for granted. Giant gas stations.
Sure.
The whole world is experiencing things like the I-80 giant truck stop. They're seeing things like Bucky's gas stations or Southern hospitality. They're experiencing the grandeur that is the Middle West. You know, they're driving across the middle of nowhere and seeing parts of the country that don't get talked about on the news. They don't get shown to the rest of the world. So it's a great thing to have.
The funny story that I saw over the weekend or the week was Scotland, like you talked about.
Sure, yeah.
Going to the local bars, I believe it was Boston.
It was.
And the bar is running out of beer.
Correct.
And I told my wife as I saw that news, an article, and I went, that wouldn't have happened here in Wisconsin.
No, we would have loved to have gotten into a contest with the Scottish people.
They can drink.
They can. Well, I mean, they talk about that for Wisconsin, too, that globally Wisconsinites are not typically allowed in, like, drinking contests and things like that around the world because of our prowess being able to two-fist beers. Well, so
they're not lying.
They aren't lying. I've seen it. I've done it. I know how that works. Yeah. So that's the World Cup, man. It's going on. You got another, I think it's like a whole nother month at least. Like I said, with an expanded tournament, with games being played really all over the North American continent. I
mean, after the 27th, then you start getting to the round of 32, round of 16. That'll be July 4th.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you're talking, it can go. It's a fun tournament. Right. And when the World Cup final hits.
Finals are July 9th, 14th. Semifinals.
Okay.
Third place is the 18th. Finals the 19th.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, we got a whole nother month. That's a solid 6 weeks of tournament. So we'll talk about that more next week again, I'm sure, because like I said, they play once a week. The U.S. is looking good.
Can you tell that he likes soccer?
Oh man, I really do, dude. I do. It's my jam. It's the sport I grew up playing. I always hoped at some point, you know, you coach, you play, you watch it, you see the struggle, you think, how come nobody likes soccer? And, you know, but then you see us getting better at it, and you see it, at least in a town like, you know, we live in Viroqua here, soccer is fairly popular, you know? Like, there's the club teams do well, they're developing teams, there's good coaches, there's a lot of kids who really enjoy it, and that makes me hopeful. Okay. I got a couple kids who play soccer. They're watching the World Cup. I'm making them get into it this year too.
Okay, how about next?
Oh, let's talk about.
Want to do an NBA quick?
Let's do the NBA real quick.
New York Knicks.
Knicks won the championship. They won the first time since 1973.
Yes.
That was back in the Willis Reed days. Yep. Willis Reed limping around Madison Square Garden, coming out of the tunnel, and then winning a championship. That was so long ago. They finally won another one.
Yep. Good for them.
Good for them.
I really wanted them to win. I didn't really think that.
Your buddy Karl Anthony Towns got himself a title.
It sounds about par for Minnesota sports.
Yeah. You get to celebrate for that. And honestly, yeah. I watched the parade. Karl Anthony Towns was having a blast.
He played really well.
He was the scapegoat for how many different teams throughout his career, you know?
For NBA, it was Minnesota.
Right. When he was in Minnesota, he chased superstars out. He was the number one pick that didn't do anything. Him and Andrew Wiggins were supposed to be something
Wiggins
great.
Went on to win one. Let's see, who else is that? In that Minnesota Timberwolves. Well, there's Garnett, of course.
Sure. But, yeah, I mean, Karl Anthony Towns, he's from New York. I watched their parade yesterday. Victory parades are just ridiculous to watch, man. But
not as much. It can't be as over-the-top as Philadelphia parades.
I mean, I was watching some stuff that you can't. You just got to go YouTube it. I can't describe it with any sort of. It doesn't do it justice. It's a New York thing.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people jammed into there doing a lot of fun stuff. But New York won the first time since, like I said, 73.
Yep.
The numbers behind that championship. Jalen Brunson won the MVP. He was a second-round pick. He's only the fourth person to do that.
Up until game five, OG Anunoby.
He
was favorite to get the MVP.
He was. Jalen Brunson's a closer.
Oh, yeah,
That guy in the last game, I mean, clearly showed himself to be the best player on that court.
Yep.
They were 16-3 in the playoffs. They won 12 games by double digits. They were a plus 283 over the playoffs, which means Jalen Brunson's a six-footer, maybe.
Yeah.
His dad, Rick Brunson, played in the NBA back in the day. He went Jalen Brunson won a championship for Villanova in college.
I think twice.
You're correct. Back-to-backer. The Knicks, let's see, they were a lot of comebacks. They were down 29 points in Game 4, 15 in Game 5, won all those games. They're 4-0 in all the closeout games. With the opportunity to finish off a team, they were 4-0, all of them on the road.
Yeah.
They look great. For all the talk about...
Jalen looked phenomenal. Like, if you put him in the category of... he scored over 45 points.
Yeah.
That puts him in the very small category of three other players to score 45-plus points in a closeout game. That's, I believe, it was Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Who's the other one? I can't remember the other two, but
okay.
Michael Jordan. I mean,
anytime you're included in any Michael Jordan talk as a basketball player,
that's all it stood out to me.
Jalen Brunson went from being a great player to the best player in New York Knicks basketball history in the course of a series. Yeah. That was for. I mean, he's the only one to have won a championship since 1973.
He's going to have a statue at some point.
Absolutely,
for sure. No, but he should.
And for all the talk in the NBA about how you should tank. And how you need to make draft picks and you need to trade. The Knicks, a lot of their players are all traded for.
Yep.
Nearly Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson, Ananobi, Michael Bridges, their entire starting unit is all guys that they have traded for. But the Knicks never tanked to get them. None of those guys are considered superstars either.
Until Brunson came to the team.
Yep.
They were a hot mess.
That's a fact. It takes one guy. It takes somebody to pull it all together. So the Knicks have done it the right way, the old way.
Right.
You're making trades. You got veteran guys.
It was a great series because not only just was the Knicks and the Spurs, they played like an old school kind of a playoff game.
For sure.
They weren't flopping much.
Nope. I could watch Victor Wembanyama to me is...
I'm over him already.
Already? It took a year. Okay, well, you got a long time. He's the face of the NBA at this point.
But he will be if he pulls it together.
Sure.
He showed his age.
Yeah, 20. I mean, he's 22.
Yeah. But especially what caught me really was at the end of the game.
Didn't shake the hands. I know I'm old school. I want to pretend like I'm not, like I'm somehow hip and cool. But
just
the fact
go
that
shake
I use,
the hand.
Go shake a hand. It's a thing that you learn from.
Did.
Yeah, of course you do. It's what you do from middle school on. I watch 5-year-olds in T-ball slap hands at the end of a T-ball. That's what you do.
He was pouting is what he was.
Yeah, he looks salty.
And that doesn't help him for me to like him.
That's fair. That's fair. No.
He just... It was so much talk of the alien. He's going to dominate. Da 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 da. Dude, you lost. You only won one game.
I watched a lot of highlights of that guy getting elbowed in the chest a lot.
He tried to get physical, but man, he needs some more meat.
He's lanky. He's lanky. At 7'4", 240 pounds. Yeah, he could stand to put on some weight. So that was the NBA. The NBA draft is coming up next week,
which is really at this point.
It's really Giannis trade talk because I can't.
Not just Giannis. It's
there's always some trades that happen. LeBron may sign with somebody else.
Actually, doubt you will.
There's for me, this is going to be a Giannis thing because they promised, of course, relying on Jimmy Haslam, the Bucks owner, to be honest and truthful. He's been found to be fraudulent numerous times. Yeah, so he's not an honest dude, but he said that they were going to get this done before the draft.
Well,
Tuesday.
Friday. They need to, though, because you can get all the capital and everything else that you need to be involved in something like this.
At this point, as a Bucks fan, and I am a Bucks fan, I'm fine with Giannis going somewhere else. I want to see a youth movement. We've spent about 8 years as Bucks fans waiting for the next chapter, waiting for the next page to get turned, and we haven't turned it yet. We've put Band-Aids on it and tried to do it this way. Nope, just give me some young guys that I can root for. Let me see
1 minute.
Some of that youth movement, the draft. Man, we didn't even talk about so many things.
Brandon Sorsby.
We're going to do that in depth next week because this Brandon Sorsby.
When's that supplemental
Texas
draft?
Texas Tech supplemental draft sometime in the future. I don't know. I don't know, man.
Okay.
Brandon Sorsby was busted for gambling.
Yep.
He gambled on his own team. He took the under on his own team while at Cincinnati. Cincinnati claims they had no idea.
30 seconds.
Brandon Sorsby went to, and correctly did, rehabilitation for his gambling addiction. He got reinstated by the and by the Big 12. Now he's decided to enter the draft.
Because the Big 12 was suing.
Because there's teams in the Big 12 that are not going to play against him. So it's too much to talk about in 30 seconds. Same thing, the Brewers are awesome. Cooper Pratt, their big old prospect, came up this week.
5 seconds.
We're going to talk about that next week. Everybody, have a wonderful weekend. Thanks again. Bye-bye.